Psalm 73. Why, O God, have you cast us off forever? Why does your anger smolder against the sheep of your pasture? Remember your flock, which you built up of old, the tribe you redeemed as your inheritance, Mount Zion, where you took up your abode. Turn your steps toward the utter ruins, toward all the damage the enemy has done in the sanctuary. Your foes roar triumphantly in your shrine. They have set up their tokens of victory. They are like men coming up with axes to a clump of trees. And now, with chisel and hammer, they hack at all its paneling. They set your sanctuary on fire, the place where your name abides they have razed and profaned. They said in their hearts, "Let us destroy them, burn all the shrines of God in the land. Deeds on our behalf we do not see. There is no profit now, and no one of us knows how long. How long, O God, shall the foe blaspheme? Shall the enemy revile your name forever? Why draw back your hand and keep your right hand idle beneath your cloak? Yet, O God, my King from of old, you doer of saving deeds on earth, you stirred up the sea by your might. You smashed the heads of the dragons in the waters. You crushed the heads of Leviathan and made food of him for the dolphins. You released the springs and torrents. You brought dry land out of the primeval waters. Yours is the day and yours is the night. You fashioned the moon and the sun. You fixed all the limits of the land. Summer and winter you made. Remember how the enemy has blasphemed you, O Lord, and how a stupid people has reviled your name. Give not to the vulture the life of your dove. Be not forever unmindful of the lives of your afflicted ones. Look to your covenant, for the hiding places in the land and the plains are full of violence. May the humble not retire in confusion. May the afflicted and the poor praise your name. Arise, O God, defend your cause. Remember how the fool blasphemes you day after day. Be not unmindful of the voice of your foes. The uproar of those who rebel against you is unceasing.